So when you ask about us being prepared, well, the first thing we would say is that maybe there aren't enough guards out there to provide backup to members to find themselves in this situation. That's an ongoing problem. Certainly in rural counties like Donegal, we see members relying on their personal protective equipment, which is really a baton, pepper spray and an asp. And unfortunately, what we have seen, and management would say it's as a result of COVID, but we would say the problem emerged long before that, that actually guards aren't, no, their certification is expiring for this equipment. So we're actually using equipment and our training and our certification isn't up to date. And also we don't have the use of equipment like tasers that are kind of standard across the world for police officers. And in Scotland, we're often compared to Scotland as a police service. Whenever they increased the number of tasers, the first people to get them actually weren't officers in busy urban centres, were actually those operating in the highlands and rural areas that it was acknowledged were further from backup and more vulnerable. So certainly we don't see anything, we're not being kept up with our own procedures, and we see certainly on Garda Síochána falling behind international standards of what's required to protect officers.
And from your point of view, I'm sure it's not a wish list. These are basic tools that Garda need to carry out their job.
Yes, well, I mean, any other employer and any other employee is given their health and safety equipment, is kept up to date with the training and their certification is insisted upon. So certainly whenever we're agencies of the state are involved actually in enforcing laws and rules to see that, you know, that the same standards and stringency in relation to certification for personal protective equipment isn't being adhered to is certainly concerning.